I want to call the Business, Finance, and Justice Committee to order now. At this time, I'll ask Representative Frank Coachman to give us the invocation.
Our dear Heavenly Lord, thanks for this day, giving us, Lord, and thanks for the rain that you sent to us. We're going to finish the land, Lord. Be with us now as we enter this meeting, Lord. We pray that you will be with us with open minds as we continue to do our work for the Cree Nation. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. At this time, I'll ask you guys to give us a roll call, please.
Pete Weaver.
Present.
Frank Coachman.
Here.
David Hill.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, I have 5 present, 0 absent.
I have 5 present, 0 absent. That constitutes a quorum. Any business conducted by the official. Moving down to the agenda is approval of minutes of March 19, 2015. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion made approved by movement, by approval. Any second? Second by Representative Pete Weaver. Roll call vote, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Weaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0
against. I have 4 in favor, none against. The minutes have been approved. Move down to order of business. First on the agenda is TR-15-057. Mm-hmm. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Department of Human Services to use the Great Seal of the Muscogee Creek Nation. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Chairman, I make a motion to pass.
Motion made to pass. Here a second.
Second.
Thank you, Reverend Evan Jones. The floor is open for discussion.
Is there anybody here from the... No, it's not. It's for the Child Support Division. They what they're wanting to do is to use the seal and attempt to reach families so that they can use the tribal 4D program instead of the state, give them the option. But they just need to be out there with more visibility, I guess, and they're going to be used to still to do that.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Weaver.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
I have 4 in favor, 0 against. That motion is passed. Moving on the agenda is TR-15-058. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a detention services agreement on behalf of the Muscogee Creek Nation with the Isaac Fox Nation.
Chairman, I make motion to pass.
Motion to pass. Here a second. Here a second on that. Representative Jones, second. The floor is open for discussion.
Dodie, you want to, she's on the board of the juveniles. I think it's just an agreement to use their facilities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That they have.
Is there anybody else? Okay, I just want to step on my toes. This is just for the, 2 months ago we passed the legislation to support the codes for a juvenile justice department, for lack of a better term. This is an agreement with Sac and Fox in case we have a situation where we need a young person detained in a confined facility. So that's all it is.
Okay. Shannon, you have anything else to add?
No, I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Roll call vote, please. Thank you, Dodie.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Weaver.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
I have 4 in favor, none against. TR-15-058 has been passed. Moving on down the agenda, TR-15-059. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a modification agreement on behalf of the Muscogee Creek Nation Child Support Enforcement Program and the Oklahoma Department of Human Services.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to be passed.
Here a second.
Second.
Representative Jones, second. The floor is open for discussion.
Nobody here from the Child Support Division? I think they just, like I said, modified the agreement. Memorandum of understanding and the language revised to meet IRS and NDHN, National Director of New Hire Standards.
Shannon, you have anything to add to that?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't. I, Susan, I think, reviewed it and drafted it.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of it.
Okay.
This one, I don't
know. Okay.
This one's not mine.
Anybody else have any other questions? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Frank Kochmer.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
I have 4 in favor, none against. That motion's been approved. Moving on down the agenda, DR15-060. I will relinquish the chair to the vice chair.
Item on the agenda, TR15060, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board to execute an agreement with Bowling Group LLC for Pepsi products for the nation's casinos. Sponsor Robert Hubb.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt. I have second.
Second.
Second, Pete Beaver. Yeah, discussion.
Jerry or Andy, one of you two.
I think I defer to
Yon
on this.
Yeah, okay.
This has to come before the National Council for 5 years, and by code, the GOE don't enter into agreement for 1 year. Historically, they've done 5-year agreements that has the best marketing rates and rebates and the best price for Pepsi. They've renegotiated this for several months. It's taken 6 months to get exactly what they want in the agreement for the best interest of the casino. So it's because it's a 5-year agreement.
Okay. May I have any questions? Questions, anybody? Hearing no questions, roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I want to look at it. I'll fall down. I'm sorry.
Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Motion passes for zero. I don't want to relinquish it. But I will. So
I do apologize. Let's get carried away. Okay. I wonder why you looked at me like that. Sorry, everybody. Okay, moving on the agenda is TR15067. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation opposing the proposed regulations governing federal rate recognition process, federal acknowledgement rules 25 CFR 83 of the Office of the Regulatory Affairs and Collaborative Action, U.S. Department of the Interior, regarding groups seeking federal recognition as Indian tribes. Sponsor is Frank Kochmer.
Chairman, I make a motion to pass.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, floor is open for discussion. Yes.
Was this sent out to us? An email? I don't have it.
But this is a. Okay, this is a tribal resolution. It was at the intertribal. They passed this resolution. And what it is that the federal government's passing rules to make more lax for some of these people to be recognized, and we're opposing these rules because we want to tighten up their regulations. Because we don't, there's some groups seeking federal recognition as Indian tribes, and they're getting more and more people to try to do that, and these rules will lax the rules for them, and then we don't want that.
Okay.
So that's what this is.
Any questions? Shannon, you know any? Lindsay? You mean? Sorry. Okay, Shannon. Lindsay. I said some of mine. I'm sorry, Lindsay. You mean?
No, it's basically that it would relax the application regulations for recognizing regarding federal recognition. So,
just be stringent. Okay. Anybody have any questions? Any other questions? Roll call vote, please.
Frank Kochmer.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
I have 4 in favor, none against. That motion passes. Moving down on the agenda is NCA 15-062. a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to a political candidate. Sponsor is Adam Jones. Motion to postpone them definitely. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Frank Cushman, second. Mm-hmm. Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Cushman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against to postpone definitely. Moving on down the agenda. NCA 15-081. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation created a new chapter under MCNCA Title 37 entitled the Campaign Finance Disclosure Act and to establish a Public Officials Ethics Commission.
Chairman, make a motion to postpone for a month.
Motion made to postpone for a month. Here a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Cushman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Four in favor, none against, to postpone for a month. moving down on the agenda is referred legislation. NCA 15-064 will be under general tax and license, and NCA 15065, 66, 67, 68, 69, 070, 072, 075, 080, 082, and 083 will be out of the interest of permanent fund. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
Make a motion.
Okay, motion made to approve the funding as just mentioned. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Frank Cushman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against. Those be forward to the rest of the full council as presented as funding source. Under business, we have. Yes, sir. Are these here? Are these here?
That's all the referred legislation.
Yep. Well, this is all referred. Okay. Yes.
Can we hear the balances that we have in those accounts?
I mean, there's a. You have a sheet. Do you have a sheet, Pastor? As of the sheet we got today from the controller's office, there's $2.6 million in the interest and permanent fund. General tax and license is $1.7 million. Any other questions?
Is there more?
Is this as of today or is that including the...
Patricia? On the permanent, on the balances here, is that as of today or is it December?
December.
That's through December only at this point in time.
December.
2014.
Okay, interest mark. Okay.
The other side.
Yeah, because it's paid on a quarterly basis, so we'll get this. We just ended January, so we should be getting part of the interest on permanent funds probably within. You know, we should know within a relative week or so. Know by now.
No.
Go ahead.
I mean, is this final included in what's passed?
I can't. Is that include all the... You're coming, Patricia? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sir. The question is that on here, the $63,952, does that include all this item we just passed? For?
No, they won't include it until it actually passes through...
Well, what's the 63,000 here for representing here? It's just March. So it's all March stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's due all March.
Okay,
stuff.
Okay. So it doesn't been put on here at all. It doesn't been put on the sheet at all, she says.
For what you have now, it won't go on there until it actually passes.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, somebody, on that deal?
Yeah.
Just like the one for economic development and land acquisition, that's incorrect because, you know, there was a $6 million loan for that amount. That's not been put in there yet.
$63,000.
It's for March. Yeah, we're looking at April stuff now.
It won't post on there until it actually passes through
full council.
But in past, I guess when past Mr. Pratt, we would always put the stuff on here, so we said this is what was going to go through for this month, even though it hadn't passed yet. It's kind of so we have an idea what was left over, how our balances were. I think that's what we're used to seeing all the time. I think.
The spreadsheet was set up to it doesn't actually come out of that balance until it passes through full council. We can change that if you like.
Yeah, well, I think he might have done a special one because he'd always come in and he'd say, well, that number includes. What we're doing this month, so we'd all have an idea where we are before we passed everything. Because if we didn't have enough money, we wouldn't pass it. We couldn't pass it. So it was just kind of, he gave me an estimate about what was going to be on that deal. So you might want to figure that next time.
Okay.
Questions in mind? Questions?
Do we have one ready for the plan?
Can you be able to get that for the plan? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Patricia. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are these ones?
Other business.
One bill. We have one bill under another business to add to the agenda tonight. It's TR 15068, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board to execute a master agreement with AT&T for services at River Spirit Casino.
Chairman, make a motion to place TR 15068 on the agenda.
Motion made to add to the agenda. Second by Representative Coachman. I'll relinquish the chair. If I'm the sponsor.
Roll call,
please, on that.
Add David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Frank Coachman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against, to add it to the agenda.
Motion to pass.
Make a motion to do pass.
Sorry. Have a second. Do I need to read this? Okay. TR 15068, Tribal Resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board to execute a master agreement with AT&T for services at the River Spirit Casino. Sponsor Robert Huff. Do I have a motion?
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
John? Can you tell me all the things?
This is a 3-year agreement, so it has to come before the National Council, and it also has waivers of sovereignty. But I also understand that on the first line, it says for River Spirit, but it's actually going to be for all the gaming operations. So I may need to provide an amendment, or if they do an amendment right now, what do we look at it? We can amend the title to say, Travel Resolution of the Muskogee Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board to execute a master agreement with AT&T for services at all gaming operations.
All gaming operations.
And then on the rest of it, it should all be fine, actually.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept it.
Okay, motion to amend the TR to say AT&T for services at all gaming operations. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion been made and second. Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Motion passes. Back to the main motion. Any more discussion? Not. Roll call vote, please. Oh.
That was only the title, but more about throughout the line.
Line 18.
Did you want it throughout the bill?
Yeah.
Yes. I'll make my motion to make it throughout the bill.
Second.
Okay.
Should we do another motion?
We We'll just change it throughout the whole bill.
For the last motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion? If not, roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Motion passes. I will yield the chair back to
the Moving on to other business, next on the agenda is JOAB. Do I hear a motion to go into executive session?
Motion on executive session.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Everybody who's Creek can stay. So if you're Creek and in, you can stay for this part.
Okay.
I said, do I hear a motion? He said, aye.
Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, Pete.
I think. Good evening.
Croft can be with us this evening due to his double knee replacement surgery, so I'll be filling in. I'll just go ahead and jump into our financials. The month of March of 2015 versus prior year. Although March was a solid month, results did not quite